走进英语之夜，感受世界的精彩。
This is English Evening on China Business Radio.
This is Timothy Guzman welcoming you to English Evening on CNR China Business Radio.
This is 董宁，大家好，欢迎来到中国中央人民广播电台经济之声为您带来的英语职业节目。
Timothy, and recently I got a survey and they told us there's eight kinds of jobs very popular.
Eight kinds of jobs. Would food critic or professional pool appreciator be high on there?
I don't know. Let's find out. First one is computer software engineer.
Yeah, that's always going to be an exciting field, at least in the near future, because there is always a way to improve software, at least if you take a look at my computer. There are plenty of things I wish I had someone there to improve, so I can think of a lot of growth in that sector.
没错，那么最近呢，专家提到了在美国现在最吃香的八种职业是什么？首先第一个，首当其冲的就是计算机软件工程师 ，computer software engineer. So that's why a lot of students they apply to America to Ivy League, universities, and especially the computer engineering is very popular.
Yeah, I went to school across the river from MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, which many describe as the leading 21st century institution in terms of its focus on science and applying science to different application projects.
第二个就是会计师 accountant. It's very popular right now in America. And tax season may be over, but the demand for number-crunching geniuses in this field should last for years.Get a degree, study accounting for our business to prepare for a career as an accountant.
Sure. Accounting, many people describe not as their dream job, but certainly something that is very secure and something that can provide for them well into the future. Many also describe it as a way into business, as a secure foothold in an organization where one will always be needed.
还有一个就是小学教师。Elementary teacher in America is also one of the eight dream jobs for the young people. And between 2006 and 2016, the need for elementary teachers will increase by 209,000. You probably won't get rich as a teacher, but summer vacations may be worth more than a six-figure salary. Yes, I always agree with that. You always have a long vacation with the students.
Yeah, you can. And certainly, teaching is something that is always needed. Being an elementary school teacher, as you mentioned, is not a pathway to financial immensity, but it is a job that gives people something that is always going to be needed. It's a way to prepare children for their future lives and to make a very, very large impact in the community.
Okay, another job is personal financial advisor. Personal financial advisor is learn the ins and outs of tax laws, insurance, and investments to help your clients plan for retirement and finance their children's educations.
Yeah, financial advice is always something that's going to be sought, perhaps like romantic advice.
The BLS expects a need for 72,000 new personal financial advisors through 2016. Median earnings were $66,120. And for now, maybe it's even more higher.
Probably higher than that, as financial advice is something that's needed in all kinds of economic conditions.
还有就是市场调查分析师 Market Research Analyst.
Yeah, market research is a kind of research in which someone will always want to participate, and that in this sector, advertising is finding more scientific ways to persuade consumers what they want, and at the heart of that can be something like market research.
And another one dream job is computer system analyst. Computer system analyst 就是计算机系统分析员。Analysts aspiring to work in the business world should get a degree in management information systems. That's, tell us if you want to apply for a major in a university, maybe this degree, management information system, would be useful.
Right. That combines two words that people like to hear in jobs, which are computer and analyst. Almost any combination of that into a position title is going to spell security and potential for growth. Of course, managing the systems for information that we have developed is becoming an increasingly complicated task, necessitating a more lucrative kind of professional and a more lucratively paid kind of professional.
Mm-hmm. Another one is securities, commodities, financial service sales agents. 就是证券、日用品、金融服务机构的销售代理也是一个好 job.
Right. Right now, I don't see them on top of the world at the moment.
Uh-huh,
but,
yeah.
Of course, we can easily forget in these times where public rage is focused on bankers and masters of the universe, as Tom Wolfe called them. The financial sector is still very much the brain of the economy. And while this sector was first hit by the crisis, as we're seeing now with insurance, many of those people who steered us toward this financial oblivion are taking home millions of dollars in bonuses. So while it might not look so good to us on the outside, it's certainly a secure investment for them.
还有最后一个就是 financial analyst, 金融分析师。Choose from a bachelor's degree in finance, business administration, accounting, statistics, or economics to prepare for the rigors of this career.
Right. Financial analyst is one of those jobs I've heard so much about and to which I have so many friends trying to break in. Analyzing finances is something that takes a lot of discipline in memorizing many different kinds of formulas and superstructures for it, but also something that takes a lot of creativity to see in what ways the increasingly global business of finance is going to trend. Certainly right now, I think most of us would like a very creative financial analyst to tell us the way out of this mess. So perhaps there's a job out there for one of you.
Mm-hmm. So this is only suggestions for you if you want to, you know, finish a graduate degree in an overseas university, huh?
Perhaps, yeah. These certainly draw the largest number of applicants. All of these jobs, if one can master their details, can give someone potential for quite a large amount of earnings.
Okay, and recently there's a new survey. Millions of adults are unable to spell basic everyday words.Like, on top of the list is questionnaire.
Yeah, I always get that wrong. I don't know whether to put one N in there or two.
Mm. Second one is accommodate, and third one is definitely. Definitely, maybe they would say every day?
Yeah, definitely accommodate, questionnaire. These are not sophisticated, obscure words, but are actually quite common, like you were saying.
Mm.
These are words where the conventions of English sort of break down. Mm-hmm. As I often tell my students, English is a very inconsistent language, and we can see this most presently in the field of spelling. You know, different ways of trying to hear a word and translate it out in your pen or your computer into a spelled word can often go wrong. Like with accommodate, why are there two C's? Why are there two M's? There's no phonetic rule. It just is how it is.
一项研究显示，数百万的美国成年人都无法正确地拼写出一些日常生活中的一些基本单词。那这项针对2500人进行调查显示呢，40%的受访者都被 questionnaire 就是问卷调查这个词儿难倒。另外的两个难词是 accommodate 还有 definitely。 accommodate 就是适应或者是招待的意思， definitely 就是决定或者是肯定的意思。分别有38%和37%的受访者不能够正确地拼写，还有1/3的受访者呢不会写 liaison, 还有 existence, 还有 occurrence 这三个词上。 So, according to this poll, there's a 20 words that is very easy to, you know, spell wrong. Which one you think you would make a mistake?
Well, down from number 4, we have existence, occurrence, referring, occurred, millennium, embarrass, calendar, receive, necessary, separate,cemetery, library, accidentally, independent, occasionally, receipt. I think that I've probably misspelled about 5 out of 10 of those. So about half.
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed that for now there's all kinds of cell phones, and when you text message to someone, for example, if you want to test a calendar, this word, C-A-L-E-N-D-A-R, if you spell C-A-L-E-N, then the cell phone will automatically spell the last words for you.
Right.
So
yeah.
You don't have to spell every word. So that's why the Ron has been, did so wrong.
Yeah. Just as I have heard, I haven't seen anyone with this condition, but I have heard older Chinese complain that their spoiled kids cannot even write with their hands, that they're totally dependent on computers and their phones.
Mm-hmm. So maybe some traditional ways of education is very necessary, and you have to, for me, for an adult or a mature person, you have to train yourself of how to write a word, because sometimes it's necessary. Sometimes you have to use your handwriting. For example, if you go to the bank or go to the embassy, you have to write, because they will identify you by your handwriting. So,
sure.
Yes, don't forget how to write your name.
Well, that's I can fix my attention on those two Chinese characters. One of the reasons I did was I picked very easy ones.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of high-tech technology, and recently I got a very interesting piece of news, which is a thief has been caught by Google Earth.
I had heard that Google Earth, this program that has so many different functions and can be such a source of amusement, was the tool of a very, very clever criminal. how was it that he used this program to spread his crime spree exactly?
最近呢，在英国有一个小偷被警察捉住，那他是怎样被捉住呢？是因为用了高科技的手段，就是用 Google Earth， 就是谷歌地球这样的一个网络工具，通过全球定位的方式，在不同的建筑物的顶上都发现了这个叫 Tom Burge 的27岁小伙子在偷盗东西，所以用这种全球定位的方式来抓住他在偷窃的一些证据。So it's very high tech, and without this, you will never know. He is Tom Burge. He is the thief that stole a lot of things.
Yeah, the London area thief was apparently terrorizing churches and businesses in the south of town by stealing lead from their roofs, apparently a valuable commodity, but he detected these deposits through the accuracy of this program, which of course uses many different satellite images to create a composite or put together like a puzzle image of the planet. It's a lot of fun. I use it to show my parents where I live. It's an interesting program that apparently has another use we didn't think of.
Yes, and also if you plan for a trip to, for example, like Paris, like London,
yeah,
you have to, can detail it very, very specifically, like you can locate where your hotel is and where you make a left or make a right.
Absolutely.
Right. So thanks for the cutting edge technology. Okay, and for now let's move on to key concepts of MPC and the CPPCC. 接下来我们继续来学习两会关键词。第一个，保八，就是中央政府今年力保国内生产总值增长8%的通俗说法。
The 8% protection.
第二个是清洁能源。
Clean energy.
保八 we can say 8% protection. 清洁能源 we can say clean energy. Clean energy. Okay, and it's time for us to listen to business news. 接下来呢，我们来听听财经资讯。Herring surpassed dismissals for first time in 4 months in Brazil. 四个月以来，巴西被雇佣人数首次超过被解职人数。
Nearly 10,000 new jobs were created in Brazil in February, the first time hiring surpassed dismissals in the country in 4 months, the Labor Ministry said Wednesday. The Brazilian economy registered the creation of 9,179 formal jobs last month,the ministry said, citing data released by the National Registry for Employed and Unemployed. The February figure, which represents the difference between the number of hirings and dismissals, was an improvement from January, when 101,748 jobs were lost in Brazil, but it was much lower than the forecast of Labor Minister Carlos Lupi, who had expected 20,000 new jobs to be created in February.
That's all for today's Biz News. And coming up next is Studio Classroom.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. This month, we are traveling by train. This month's travel article takes us all over the world. We're taking different train trips around the world. Yesterday, we traveled through Alaska on board the Denali Star train. Today, we go to the other side of the world and climb aboard the Blue Train, a luxurious train that makes its way through South Africa. South Africa. Two words to know for this portion of the lesson. One is landscape, as in forests and hills cover the landscape of this county. And the second is the noun butler, as in this rich family has a butler who is in charge of serving food. Today's reading begins on page 47. Please follow along as we read on line 15.
The world's best train trips. South Africa. The Blue Train. On the Blue Train, tourists can experience the wild beauty of the South African landscape in comfort. Passengers enjoy fine linens, heated bathroom floors, and personal butlers. This luxurious train travels between Pretoria and Cape Town. During the 27-hour trip, passengers view vineyards, sunflower farms, and the ostrich-filled Karoo Desert. Off-train excursions include a stop in Kimberley, a historical diamond rush town. Another excursion to the charming village of Matyesfontein reminds visitors of 19th century London.
Hi friends, I'm Chip.
And I'm Esther.
And I'm Chelsea, and thank you for joining us for our second day of talking about some of the world's best train trips. Now yesterday we talked about Alaska and the Denali Star Train. Today we've got some more places to talk about.
Today we're going to move from the United States and we're going to go to Africa and we're going to go to the country of South Africa. This country is in the southernmost part of Africa and the train ride we're going to talk about is the Blue Train.
And our article says that on the Blue Train, tourists can experience the wild beauty of the South African landscape in comfort. And that word landscape is one of our word bank words. What does that word mean?
Well, the landscape is a noun, and it just refers to an area of land that a person can see all at the same time.
And usually we use this word landscape when we're talking about how the land looks. We can use it with the word scenery, a beautiful landscape. So, on this Blue Train, you can see the landscape of South Africa, but you can also enjoy many things.
Right. You enjoy this landscape in comfort. Our article says that passengers enjoy fine linens, heated bathroom floors, and even personal butlers.
Now, a butler is a term that refers to a person who kind of acts like a servant. And oftentimes, it's a man, and he takes care of things like silverware and serving food. And sometimes in homes, people have personal butlers. But we're talking about a person who works on the train who helps serve the people their food and make them more comfortable.
And it sounds like maybe your personal butler would help you maybe change the sheets on your bed so that you have clean, fine linens to sleep on?
Yes, and remember, friends, last month we talked about the American Culture Corner where our friend visited an American home. And We talked about the word linens. Now, linens are towels and bed sheets and things, pieces of cloth that you use to make your life more comfortable. And not only do you have fine linens when you go on this trip, the bathroom floors are heated. Wow, the bathroom floors are heated.
That's very nice. I get cold very easily, so I think I would like that. Now, this luxurious train travels between Pretoria and Cape Town. Now, you can look at the map that's on your page there and see where Pretoria is and where Cape Town is. Now, I've been to Cape Town, and it is very beautiful, so I can only imagine that this train ride is absolutely stunning.
And our article says that during the 27-hour trip, passengers view vineyards, sunflower farms, and the ostrich-filled Karoo Desert. Now, that is an interesting description of a desert, an ostrich-filled. What does that mean?
Well, an ostrich is a very, very large bird. In fact, I think it's one of the world's largest birds. So if it's ostrich-filled, that means that there are these large birds running all around this desert.
Yes, and they have very small heads and long necks and large bodies. So you can see a lot of different things. You can go to vineyards and see how grapes are being grown and wine is being made. You can also go to a desert. Lots of things you can see on this train trip.
So it apparently has some beautiful landscape. And our next sentence talks about off-train excursions. Now, an excursion is a short trip that you might take during your entire train ride.
And these excursions, they include a stop in Kimberley, which is a historical diamond rush town. And another excursion is to the charming village of Matthiesfontein, which reminds visitors of 19th century London.
Now, that's a fancy name for a town, but this town has a lot of history, and you can learn more about the British and their rule during South Africa during this time.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back from the break. Well, climb aboard the train and get ready for some more spectacular scenery. We're ready to get off South Africa's Blue Train and climb on Norway's Bergen Line. Better get a window seat because the views will be breathtaking. Some handy words to be familiar with include the noun journey, as in this summer I'm going to take a bicycle journey across the country, and the adjective steep, as in be careful on your hike. The side of this mountain is quite steep. Let's keep moving now. This section of the lesson begins on the top of page 48.
The world's best train trips. Norway, Bergen Line. The journey over the roof of Norway on the Bergen Line connects Bergen and Oslo. This 300-mile line is Northern Europe's highest railroad. The 7-hour journey gives tourists breathtaking views of snow-capped mountains, glaciers, and fjords. Passengers can get off at ski resorts or charming mountain villages along the route. The train climbs steep hills, takes sharp turns, and passes through a winding mountain tunnel. It also battles freezing temperatures, icy winds, and snow. But skilled workers and high-tech equipment keep it moving smoothly.
Welcome back, friends. We have just finished learning about the Blue Train in South Africa, and we're excited to tell you about another one of the world's best train trips. This one is in Norway, and it's called the Bergen Line.
Now, Norway is a country in Europe, and it's a country that is very north in Northern Europe, and it's very, very cold. So this train called the Bergen Line is over the roof of Norway, so over the top of Norway.
And that word journey that our article uses is one of our word bank words. The word journey is another word for trip, or a period of time when you've traveled or when you're traveling. And usually, but not always, a journey is a little bit longer than normal. You don't usually journey to the 7-Eleven store or journey to the bank. Usually you would take a longer trip if you're going to call it a journey.
And this particular journey takes place and it connects Bergen and Oslo. Now again, you can take a look at your map there in your article and you can see where Bergen and Oslo are at. And our text tells us that this is about a 300-mile line.
And one interesting fact is that this 300-mile long trip is the trip that is in the most northern part of Europe, or the most northern trip in Europe, and it's the highest railroad in Europe.
And it sounds like this trip is similar to the trip that we saw maybe yesterday that took us through Alaska with the snow-capped mountains, because our article says that the 7-hour journey gives tourists breathtaking views, views that take your breath away, views of snow-capped mountains, glaciers, and fjords.
And a fjord is one of our more information words. When we're talking about a fjord, we are talking about a very narrow or thin part of the sea that runs through two very steep cliffs.
Yes, maybe you've seen pictures of fjords, and this word is spelled very differently. It's F-J-O-R-D-S. It can also be spelled F-I-O-R-D-S. So you can see snow-capped mountains or mountains of snow on the top, glaciers, and also fjords, and you can even get off at a ski resort.
And that word resort is a good one to know, especially if you like to ski in the snow. A ski resort, or any other kind of resort, is a place where you go to ski, and you would also get away from the city and out into the mountain areas. And a resort usually has a place where you can stay, spend the night, some kind of hotel room, eat some dinner. Very nice place.
I know you like to ski a lot, Chip, and I'm sure that you would enjoy going on this train ride so you could do some skiing here. Well, let's move on. It says in our text that the train climbs steep hills and takes sharp turns and passes through a winding mountain tunnel. Let's back up to that word steep. If we're talking about something that is steep, Esther, what are we talking about?
Well, we use this word to describe a road or a hill or anything else that has a very, very sharp slope. So if you're going up a steep road, then you're going at an angle that is very sharp, and it takes a lot of power to go up a steep hill.
And not only does this train go up steep hills, but it sounds like it also takes sharp turns. Those are turns at a very sharp angle. And it passes through a very winding mountain tunnel. So a tunnel that makes a lot of curves and turns as it goes through the mountain.
Now this train also battles or fights against freezing temperatures, icy winds, and snow. But skilled workers and high-tech equipment keep it moving smoothly. Thank goodness.
So far, everyone, we've been to North America, Africa, and Europe. Where does tomorrow's train trip take us? That's right, to Asia. Hey, friends, don't forget, there are key points listed for you on page 49, a handy brief summary of what the lesson is about. We hope you find them helpful. Please join us tomorrow for our third and final leg of the world's best train trips. Until then, have a wonderful day, everyone. Bye-bye.
本节目由吉林省空中英语教室杂志社提供，也可登录相关网站收听当日广播教学节目。
本节目配套杂志播讲 MP3 在全国各大书店有售，并可在当地邮局订阅。
As Studio Classroom finishes its time slot, so must we. Please join us again soon online or listen to us on the air. I'm Timothy Gutman. This has been English Evening.
This is Dong Ying. Enjoy the weekend. Hope to see you again. Bye for now.
瑞士天梭表为您报时，传承经典工艺，启迪非凡创意。瑞士天梭表，时间任你穿梭。